Health officials said today there are now more than 60 suspected cases in the U.S. of the troubling new disease that originated in China. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, known by the acronym SARS, has affected around 1,500 people in more than a dozen countries and has been blamed for more than 50 deaths. Scientists believe SARS is caused by a new variant of a kind of virus called a coronavirus. There is no specific treatment for SARS, but there should soon be a blood test that will help confirm suspected cases of the disease. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca joins us now to talk about SARS. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John.
What are the symptoms of SARS, and how infectious is it? Can you get it by being in the same room with someone who has it as you can with the flu, for instance?
Well, starting with the infectiousness, no, it doesn't seem to be as infectious as flu. You know, if you're just in the elevator with someone who has flu, it's possible to get that disease that way. SARS, it seems, requires more closer contact than that. In other words, it's not an airborne disease, so they think it might be droplets, or perhaps if you have some virus on your hand from touching your mouth and you shake somebody else's hand and then they touch their mouth, that might be the way that it transmits. But as far as the symptoms are concerned, it's kind of benign in its initial presentation, the way doctors first see it. I mean, low fever of, they're saying, you know, only 100.4 Fahrenheit, a cough, maybe some difficulty breathing, but these symptoms can become rapidly worse. And I think the thing people are particularly looking for, in addition to the possible symptoms, is whether someone has visited one of the countries where this disease has been seen mostly, and that's China and Vietnam at the moment,
and
Hong Kong to a lesser extent.
So this is a deadly disease, but just how deadly is it?
Well, doctors are still getting a handle on exactly how deadly it is. Right now, it appears that 4% of the people who contract this disease die from it. But at the same time, most of the people, and up to 90% of the people, get well without having extremely severe symptoms. And the other 10% can require help breathing, either oxygen or in some cases a ventilator, which actually breathes for them mechanically. And those people, approximately half will die.
Mm-hmm. You know, this raises a question about the problems of the spread of the disease. I mean, if you get symptoms but get well, how do you know you've had it?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is that it doesn't appear to be infectious when people are healthy. At least that's the hope. And they've had no reports of apparently healthy people apparently spreading the disease. But it's one of these things where you really don't know. I mean, this is something that now with the information that's come out from China, scientists have data going back till November. But what is that, 6 months? I mean, we're not talking about a very long period of time where anybody's known about this disease. And it just reminds you that there's new viruses and new bugs showing up in the world that can potentially cause problems for all of us.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, thanks a lot, Joe.
You're welcome.